This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is moving ahead with the twin target of achieving growth of the agriculture sector and rural prosperity. Addressing a post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity today virtually, Mr. Modi said that India's resolve to move towards the goal of developed India is very clear. He said they are working together towards building an India where farmers become prosperous and empowered. Mr. Modi highlighted that under PM Kisan Samman Nidhi Yojana, nearly 3.75 lakh crore rupees have been provided to farmers so far.
पीएम किसान सम्मान निधि योजना 6 साल पहले लागू की गई थी। इस योजना के तहत अब तक लगभग 4.25 लाख करोड़ रुपए किसानों को मिल चुके हैं। इतनी राशि करीब करीब 11 करोड़ किसानों के खाते में सीधे पहुंचाई गई है। 6,000 रुपए सालाना की इस आर्थिक मदद से ग्रामीण अर्थव्यवस्था सशक्त हो रही है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the world is keenly looking towards the 21st century India. Addressing the NXT Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said India is a country where positive news has constantly been created and the news has not been manufactured as new things are happening every day. He added that for decades the world referred to India as a back office, but now India is becoming the new factory of the world and it is no longer just a workforce but instead becoming a world force. At the conclave, Prime Minister met former President of Sri Lanka Ranil Wickremesinghe and former Prime Minister of Australia Tony Abbott. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he always looked forward to the interaction and has admired Mr. Wickremesinghe's perspective on various issues. Expressing happiness on meeting with former Australian PM, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Abbott has always been a friend of India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed the security situation in Manipur and directed to ensure free movement of people on all routes in the state from the 8th of March. Chairing the high-level meeting on the security situation in the presence of Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla in New Delhi, Mr. Shah directed to take strict action against those creating obstructions on the roads. Mr. Shah directed that the fencing work on both sides of the designated entry points along Manipur's international border should be completed at the earliest. He said to make Manipur drug-free, the entire network involving the drug trade should be dismantled. India's gross goods and services tax GST collections jumped 9.1% in February to 1.84 lakh crore rupees in comparison to the same month last year. February marks the 12th consecutive month of over 1.7 lakh crore rupees in collections. GST collections in January this year were 1.96 lakh crore rupees with a yearly jump of 12.3%. In order to curb air pollution levels in the national capital, the Delhi government today decided that vehicles which are more than 15 years old will not get fuel at petrol pumps after March 31st. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa announced several anti-pollution measures after holding a meeting with officials on the issue of air pollution. Talking to the media after the meeting, Mr. Sirsa said that the government is installing gadgets at petrol pumps which will identify vehicles older than 15 years. The minister also announced that a team would be formed to identify such vehicles and bar the entry and exit into the city. In Uttarakhand, 50 workers have been rescued safely so far after the avalanche in Mana village of Chamoli district, while the search and rescue operations for the remaining 5 is underway. Meanwhile, the death of 4 injured workers has been confirmed. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an aerial survey of the affected areas to assess the situation and review the rescue operations. Telangana State Tourism Minister J. Krishna Rao today said the 8 trapped persons inside the SLBC tunnel have been identified with the help of advanced technology as part of the rescue operation. He said efforts are underway to bring out at least 4 of them by tomorrow evening, adding that it may take 2 more days to bring out the remaining 4. 8 workers, including project and site engineers, were trapped deep inside the tunnel when a part of its roof collapsed last Saturday. In the ICC Champions Trophy, the match between England and South Africa is underway in Karachi. Chasing a target of 180 runs, South Africa was 70 for 2 in 13.1 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.